Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh has topped the list of states with the highest employability in India, according to the 6th edition of India Skills Report of 2019. Telangana too has made it to the top 10 states, securing the 8th position. The India Skills Report was compiled based on interactions and feedback from over 100 companies and 310,000 students across 5,200 universities in the country. Now let's move on to Telangana. As the last day of withdrawing nominations ended on Thursday, as many as 367 out of 2,653 candidates withdrew their nominations for the upcoming Telangana elections. Many of the candidates who withdrew their nominations were rebel candidates from Telangana Pradesh Congress Committee and the Telangana Rashtra Samiti, who were not given party tickets to contest the elections. Over 30 rebels from Congress and 16 rebels from TRS had filed nominations to contest polls. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The deadlock between sugarcane mill owners and farmers continued on Thursday in spite of a fresh round of talks convened by Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy in Bangalore. CM Kumaraswamy set a deadline of 15 days for all owners to pay farmer arrears for sugarcane crops, which in many cases is more than the fair and remunerative price set by the central government. Kumaraswamy is hopeful that this will end the deadlock between the two groups ahead of the winter session. Now let's move on to Kerala. On Thursday night, Collector P.B. Noah extended the prohibitory orders or the imposition of Section 144 of CRPC in Sabarimala, Nilakkal and Pamba areas till midnight of 26th of November. Previously, Section 144 was imposed in the areas on November 3rd, lasting until November 23rd. The Kerala police had earlier requested the collector to extend Section 144 until January 14th. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy sought an assistance of Rs 15,000 crore from the centre for dealing with the destruction caused by Cyclone Gaja in the state during a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The cyclone that created havoc in Tamil Nadu's 12 Cauvery Delta districts killed 63 people and left hundreds homeless. Mr. Palaniswamy requested the Prime Minister to send a team of central government functionaries to assess the damage from the cyclone that had hit the coast of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.